Matt Greenwood on the Home Pulse and Spas End Zone Show, speaking to Lee Freeman, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks. Put up a good fight tonight, but the Cape Central Tigers just a step or two better, and a 48-8 final score going to Cape Central as they advance to the Class 4 District 2 Class 4 District 1 championship. Cold weather's got me all messed up, Coach. But let's talk about this game. Kickoff return for a touchdown, obviously. That stings for them. They got that to get things started here for you. So kind of behind the eight ball a little early, how did you feel like the guys responded to that kickoff return?
Well, it didn't help at the beginning of the game, you know, and also whenever you're dealing with guys as young as we are, you know, big plays like that, whenever they happen, now you're not coaching football anymore, you're coaching psyches. So we're trying to take care of that and stop the bleeding a little bit. I thought we were able to do it for a little while there, and we answered, you know, late towards the half, the end of the half, first half. You know, I think we'll just call it what it is. We did not play very well tonight. And we knew that coming down here, we were going to have to stop certain players that Cape had, and we did not do that very well. And you know, the unfortunate thing is that I don't think that we played to our potential. I don't know that changes the outcome of the game, but I think it might make us feel a little bit better had we done that. And I think our kids know that too. And you know, the good news is we have a lot of these guys coming back next year, and they've got that experience. It is a sad night, as it always is at the end of the year for our seniors, and you don't like to see it end the way that it ended. But, you know, we were able to accomplish some things with our seniors this year that we did not do last year. We won a conference. We were able to win a Week 10, you know, a Week 10 game and play in a semifinal game this year. So, you know, they were able to make a little bit of mark on our program and kind of turn it around from where it was last year. So, you know, we always love our seniors. We hate to see them go, and you know, we'll try to help them out any way that we can in the future. But, you know, overall, just not a really stellar performance by us on either side of the ball tonight.
As far as sort of grading this season, knowing that, you know, you might have some growing pains coming into this one, not actually really expecting to start so many young guys, to produce what you guys did produce, it says something about not just the program, but really the kids that you have in this program, doesn't it?
Well, I choose to be at Hillsboro. There's a reason for that. It's my hometown. It's where I went to school. It's where I played. I have a lot of pride. A lot of my coaches that are on my staff are alumni from here also. I really do feel blessed to have the players that we have, and to live in the community that we live in, and to be able to work for the school district and be able to work for the community of Hillsboro. So when I say that, that's not just a line. I really truly feel blessed about that. And you know, our kids are, we know exactly what we're going to get with our kids, and I believe that we have some of the toughest kids around. They may not always come out on top, but I know that they're resilient.
Coach, we'll get you out on this positive note. Touchdown pass for you guys in that first half. Austin Perez finding Tristan Jones. A one-on-one fight for Jones. That seemed like a pretty easy victory for him. But that must have felt really nice to see Austin Perez throw a touchdown pass there.
Absolutely. And since Austin came into the game for us in week four there against Windsor, he's been extremely cooperative. He's been extremely productive. He is a very unselfish human being. Austin is a kid that everybody would want to have on their team. He is a very coachable young man. He's a very polite young man. He's a pleaser. He wants to do the right thing for everybody. He's played every position that we've ever asked him to play. He's played receiver. He's played quarterback. He's played running back. He's played safety. He's played corner. So, you know, as a coach, just very fortunate to have coached him. And to have him in our program and have him as part of our team. I was fortunate enough to coach his older brother whenever he came through the program, and they're all just really good kids.
Coach, on behalf of Regional Radio, thank you so much for your help this season, and yeah, we'll talk to you next year.
I appreciate it and look forward to it, and I appreciate the coverage. You guys do a fantastic job for high school sports, and I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Lee Freeman, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks. They fall tonight to Cape Central 48-8. Cape Central on to the Class 4 District 1 championship game. Hillsboro season ends at 4-7. But as Coach said, they got a lot of great guys coming back, a lot of young guys. Jackson Patterson, Austin Romain returning as sophomore tailbacks, and then John Bennett, a fullback who can carry the rock as well, coming back as a junior. So Excellent season for the Hillsboro Hawks. Unfortunately, they fall short here tonight on KJEF. More home pools and spas in zone show coming up next.